your number one choice for news and talk, WTAG. And now, back to the Jordan Levy Show on News Talk 580, WTAG.
All right, we're back with you. And in the studio for this segment of the show, we've been talking to the folks from UMass Medical, UMass Hospital, Memorial, and the medical school about colorectal cancer. And this is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And I don't know how many more times I can say it. You got to be aware of it. If you're 50 or older, you should have a screening, and the screening is a colonoscopy. That's the best one you can get. And the experts of that are Dr. Justin Makel. He's the chief division of the Division of Colon and Rectal Surgery, and Dr. Dominic Nonpligi, chief of gastroenterology, and Lisa Allen, who was an employee at UMass and ends up to be a patient. Luckily, got the colon cancer before it cost her an awful lot more than it did. And she's a success story of having a colonoscopy and finding it in time to cure her. And that's what this is all about. So, Doctor, let's talk about, you got a couple more tickets left. Not many, huh?
Yeah, so, the symposium is geared toward the community in central Massachusetts. And we do have some in the audience that come from UMass Memorial, a lot of the nursing staff. But this is in the talks are all in regular person terms. We're not looking to overwhelm people with information and data, but we want to get the message out. We'll be talking about the importance of prevention, the importance of screening. We'll talk about treatment options, surgical options, which is the talk that I'll be giving. We're also going to talk about the role for chemotherapy and radiation.
And that's all part of life. I mean, survival and survival rates. I mean, again, you can prevent it. 95% of it, as you said, to begin with, if you go and get screened and get it before it becomes a cancer. That's the best. I mean, why wouldn't you take that? If someone could guarantee me that every form of cancer I could avoid by doing something, I'd be in first in line. I'd be busting down the door. As much as I'm a coward, as I said last year, and run away from things. And as I said, I'm part of the ostrich family, so I have been all my life. I have a white coat syndrome. You can take my blood pressure the minute I walk in the door. But, you know, there's certain things you just don't walk away from and bury your head in when you have that opportunity to save your own life. And I think you owe it to everybody else around you by doing that.
Don't forget, this is we're not talking about a rare cancer. Colorectal cancer is actually the second most common form of cancer when you combine men and women together. So we have a tool that can actually prevent it in 95% of the cases. That's not really the case for the other more common form of cancer.
And that's a great point. We keep on talking about cancer research, and we hope we find the cures for all these things that are such a debilitating thing and so many people lose their life from. This is an opportunity for people to just do something for themselves. It just takes a little initiative. It doesn't take a lot.
Just to comment on what you said, because you talked about men and women, and I was talking to somebody, because obviously I talk a lot about it now, too. And a woman said to me, gee, I didn't know women could get colorectal cancer. So I think that it's this whole sense that women are going to get breast cancer and men get colorectal cancer.
Or men get prostate cancer, women get breast cancer, and there's nowhere in between. Well, you know, again, this is something that we can do something about. Dr. Nafanji, if people don't go to the symposium and they have questions, fears, or is there a place that they can go to get some answers?
There are lots of places they can go. There is the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, has a GI clearinghouse where you can get information. The American Gastroenterological Association, which is the society we belong to as gastroenterologists, has a website, www.gastro.org, where you can get information about this Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. This is not a Worcester phenomenon. This is a national phenomenon, and there's lots of information. We'll have information available, pamphlets at the symposium, and you can also call us at UMass, and we would be happy to supply you with information, or if there are groups that would like to have us come and talk to them about screening, we're happy to do it this month or any month.
And I urge everybody out there, if you have any questions at all, broach the subject with your primary care physician. Raise the issue. If the primary care physician doesn't raise the issue to you and say to you, hey, you know, on the chart here, Levy, you haven't been, when's the last time you had a colonoscopy, or you should be doing this or that, broach the subject. Ask the question. Advocate for yourself. If you don't advocate for yourself, no one's going to advocate for you. You can have the greatest doctors in the world surrounding you, and we do in central Massachusetts with UMass and Memorial and the University of Massachusetts Medical School. But if you don't advocate for yourself, fight for yourself, people are not going to, put handcuffs on you and drag you down there. This is an opportunity. We can do something for us.
When you actually ask patients, when they've done surveys, to look at why people don't go, one of the major reasons is because nobody's ever spoken to them about it.
Yeah, well, we're speaking now, and we're speaking loud and clear, so I'm going to remind people for the rest of the month, and I remind them every once in a while anyway, because I like to beat them up a little bit about this whole idea.
Jordan, we also just recently launched a new website at UMass Memorial. It's colonandrectalsurgical.org. And this is another potential opportunity for people to go for information about colorectal cancer. Right. There's an animated video explaining what a colonoscopy is, and I think you'll find some information there that may be helpful.
All right, folks, you got the message. Now you got to get off your rear end and have it done. I'm not sure that's a great ending, but thank you so very much for being here. I get away with a lot here, as you can tell. Thanks, doctors, and thank you for being here. Congratulations. We'll be back.
Thanks, Jordan.
Well, I'm not saying anything more about Polito.
Boy, he whipped you right down, huh?
He did.
My God, you've been with me for years. I don't have that power.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
The Morning News. Join us weekdays starting at 5.